Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm returning a call to Alabama Department of
Oh
Labor,
yeah, man,
Unemployment
this is Marcus
Division. May
Mathias.
I speak to the person who requested this call? And I
Lamarcus
need to
Mathias.
advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
This is Lamarcus Mathias. I was checking on my unemployment. I've been out of work since 11/11/2022.
What is your social?
420-352-6682.
What is your mother's maiden name and your date of birth?
May 21st, 1990.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
My mom.
Yes, the maiden, your mother's maiden name.
Glenna Matt Mills.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, and have you been doing your weekly certifications every week?
Yeah, man, I've been called. I gave them my number because they told me to put an appointment in. And when I typed one, they went out. I guess they thought I was trying to do one. I gave them my whole phone number, the number you just called me from. I ain't been talking to nobody. This my first time talking to somebody since I've been out.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, man.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yeah, man.
You have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yeah, man. English.
So you have difficulty with English?
Yeah, man.
What is your preferred language?
Huh?
What is your preferred language?
My language.
What is your preferred language? Is your preferred language English, Spanish, German, Korean, Chinese, French, Vietnamese, or other?
On English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, man.
Did you serve in the active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Well, great.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah, man.
Driver's license state.
No, Vim.
No, driver's
Alabama.
license.
Hey,
Okay. And
Alabama.
what is your driver's license name? The driver's license number?
7-9-6-4-4-5-1.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit or into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend a direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'd rather take the card.
The benefits card.
Yeah, man, I own a problem card.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. and payments will be made to your existing Elevum Advantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Elevum Advantage prepaid account. The Elevum Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees, and there are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance inquiry for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft fee or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Elevum Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Yeah, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address, city, state, and zip code?
PO Box 401, Resident Alabama, 36475.
Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
My street address is 208 Holman Street.
Okay, is the street address different from the above mailing address?
Yeah, ma'am.
And what is the residence address?
208 Holman Street, Redmond, Alabama.
You saying Holden or Holman?
Holman, H-O-L-M-A-N.
Holman Street?
Yeah, ma'am.
And what is the zip code?
364-75.
Okay, and has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
What is your primary number? What is your primary phone number?
251-362-8872.
362, you said 8872?
Yeah, ma'am.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I do have to ask you some security statements. In which of the following states does Lomax Richardson currently live or own property? Alabama, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, or none of the above? Or I'm not familiar with this person.
Alabama. That's my dad.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 303 Marshall Street, 4380 Red Wing Lane, 52 County Road 97, 96 Tovertar Drive, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
No, ma'am.
And what county do you currently live? Franklin, Clark, Conecuh, Geneva, or none of the above?
Connecticut.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 251-248-1587, 251-248-1687, 251-248-2618, 251-248-3901, or I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers?
No.
What month was Glenda McMillan born in? February, April, August, December, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
December 21st.
Okay. Did you receive the notifications that you have TRA certification?
Ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yeah, ma'am.
What is the last day that you worked?
November 13, 2022.
One moment. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
You're not able to work full-time?
I'm not sure of that. You would just have to answer the question, yes or no.
Can you repeat that question again?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What is the job title description?
The last job I work at, right?
Yes, sir.
The reason I got fired?
No, sir. What is your job title and description? Like, what did you do at the job that you're filing this claim for?
Like a production line.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what is the name of the company you work for?
Guyon Tech.
What is the phone number for the employer?
966-9880.
I will have to have the area code as well, sir.
251-966-9880.
And when did you start working for the company?
June 8, 2019.
So February the 8th?
Yeah, man, 2019.
And what city and state was the work performed in?
Castle
You
Bear,
said Castle,
Alabama.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separating employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this the employer that you're filing the claim for?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working? Did you quit? Were you discharged, other, or lack of, or were you laid off?
Laid off.
And was it, what was the reason of being laid off? Hello, sir.
Starting a new pedestrian line.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, ma'am.
Let me know when you're ready for your PIN number.
Hello. Yeah, peace out. I'll read.
It's 8290.
8290.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. LaMarcus, if you have completed your unemployment claim, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy your day.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.